Memories of Alexander Schmidt. The beginning of the 80s in an Utrecht attic room, there were five of us. Someone had told me that a man was coming to talk there, and that perhaps it was worth checking out. That evening, for the very first time in my life, I heard someone speaking as straight as an arrow. My ears were fully alert, no word eluded me. After 2 hours, I went down the stairs, my head swimming. I had not a single memory about what had been said that evening. Is this a guru, then? I wondered. I was to find out soon enough. From that first evening on, I would always be there, absorbing like a sponge. Where he was, I was, and for the following 10 years, I wouldn't miss one satsang. Soon, he told me that it would take me 3 years to awaken. It seemed to me an insurmountable length of time, 3 years. He also said that I was going to give satsang myself. The first prediction was a little off and proved an enduring exercise in patience, eventually giving way to timelessness. The last prediction came to fruition as well. And although my being dissolved in another spiritual lineage, no day goes by that I do not feel Alexander's blessing in my heart, his love omnipresent. What golden times his meetings were, so crystal clear, so wise, so full of humour. How we laughed uncontrollably. His wonderful warm voice, his roaring laugh. Who could ever forget it? His words were sharp as well. He liked to tease, to scorn and to mock, but always embedded in cabaret-like entertainment and love. Among all this, my being always became light and sparkling, and I would fall into inwardness, silently, deeply moved. The few people at his meetings, each placing 5 guilders in a dish, just enough for his train journey home, gradually expanded. Satsang moved to the village of Baren, to the beautiful house of Rama and Kitty Polderman. Over the years, many thousands found their way to that room, which held 30, but often had 100 sitting in it. There we enjoyed thrilling dialogues and pearls offered to us time and time again. Breathlessly, I sat at his feet, drinking from spiritual teachings of the highest quality. They were continually bewildering and moving, so deep, so high, so ordinary. Immersed in the stillness that enveloped Alexander, my eyes closed, and I fell into an ocean of blessings. Alexander let us taste, feel, and listen to the culture of India, where Advaita originates. He introduced us to its cooking and classical music. He played the sarod, organized music evenings, and we regularly accompanied him to concerts. Even before I had set foot on Indian soil, I felt so at home in that country due to everything that Alexander had offered us, not least with his masterful storytelling. After 10 years of intensity with Alexander, almost being part of the furniture, my journey took me to another lineage. Although I hardly saw him during the last years of his life, I never really left. That was just not possible. His heart lay so much in mine. He helped to turn my life from I to thou. And I'm immensely grateful for his healing presence and the divine dance of our souls. He told me that he would live till he was 87. It turned out that he had other plans, clocking out even before he turned 50.